Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the It Ain't It Sis podcast. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Christina.
And we have something very, very special for you today. We are going to play a fun game, and feel free to play along with us. We're going to play My First Time. I don't know. You know, we're all stuck in quarantine. We're all stuck in our houses and whatever. We're probably bored out of our minds. So there's nothing wrong with like cracking open a bottle of wine.
Oh, yes.
Drinking and forgetting about all of our issues. And then just kind of like recounting our past first times.
Sharing some memories with you guys.
Exactly. And like all of the fun ones that people want to know about, you know? The awkward moments. Exactly. So
feel free to drink along with us.
Please do. Play it with your friends, or play it with your friends via Zoom if you're really practicing the social distancing. I know we are in here in California. Everything is closed. So like you have no other choice but to be a hermit, which is very exciting.
It's exciting because that's why I keep getting to be a special guest star on this podcast.
Exactly. Sarah is still back in Virginia, but soon she will be also making podcasts of her own. But for now, I have Christina.
Hopefully I won't get cut out when everything goes back to normal.
No.
I like being a special guest star.
No, I love having you. You're more than welcome anytime. But first, before we start our like little game, I think, you know, we all need some positive news. What was one thing, Christina, that was the highlight of your week?
Okay. Well, it might just be because I just found this out, but Kygo just released a new song, and he happens to be my favorite artist. So that was really great news. And the song is really great. So go check it out. So that made my week. But also earlier this week, I was reading some new, you know, I was looking for good news because all I keep reading is all this scary stuff. And, you know, it's good to be like a little bit of fear. So, you know, you are staying inside and hyper aware of everything. But at the same time, too much fear is really just brings down your days when you're doing everything you can. So I saw that there was like, I'm sure you might have seen it too, the 101-year-old man who was like a Holocaust survivor, lived during the Spanish flu and everything. And he survived the coronavirus, guys. So
if he can do it, we can do it.
There's just, yeah.
If we got it.
Well, I'm also just, that really warmed my heart. He was really, like, really nice looking guy. You know, I just saw
a picture. I saw the picture of him on Facebook, and I was like, oh, cute.
So that made my day. That was earlier this week. That's how simple it is to make someone's day nowadays, you know?
I know. It's the little things, honestly. And for me, I would say the most exciting thing I learned today was that we are all redeeming our senior year in October now, because the first weekend of Coachella specifically is when, like, obviously most people go. So that's what we're doing or planning on doing if all goes accordingly. And then the second week after that is graduation. So, and that's also like our homecoming for school and everything. So honestly, I'm excited for that.
And for those of you out there that like Stagecoach, that would be the weekend after the graduation.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's a lot of fun happening in October.
I feel like Coachella is better than Stagecoach. No offense to my country lovers. I like country too, but like I'd rather go to Coachella. Like I can go to a country concert any time of the day.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I mean, I am not a country person at all. People are going to come for me now.
Oh, it's fine.
They're going to put on their boots and their hats and they're going to come find me. But I mean, I get it. I mean, I don't hate it. Just wouldn't choose to play it. So,
you know what? I mean, I think you can get like drunk in a field any other time of the day and listen to country music. You can't do Coachella like that, though.
Coachella is something, I mean, I've never been, but
like, I've never been to. We're acting like we've been, yeah. But like still, theoretically, I've been to a lot.
Looks great.
We've been to a lot of other music festivals like Outside Lands, but still.
Yeah, so I'm excited. October is going to be fun. So that's also,
I have to like start mentally preparing myself because after this quarantine, I'm really going to be off my game.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys also would agree, but like, I don't know if I like remember how to like live, you know?
Like, I'm not going to know how to like socialize. My life. I'm not going to know how to like talk to boys.
Like, what do you do when you go? Like, what did I used to do with my days? You know, I've been thinking about that. Like, where did we go? What did I do?
We rushed around everywhere for no reason.
Now I think I'm going to make more use of my days when this is over, because now I realize how special it is to have the opportunity to leave your house and do whatever you want. So
yeah, exactly.
That's my new motto. Go out and live after this.
Exactly. Go out, live, socialize, and don't get the coronavirus. But with that being said, I think we should start playing the game.
Jump right into it, yeah.
Yeah, jump right into it. Also,
pour your glass of wine now.
Yeah, pour your glass of wine. And also, me and Christina decided, so we're each going to say our first, and whoever has the worst story has to, like, chug their wine. And
a decent chug.
A nice chug.
Like, we might go through a bottle each tonight doing this. Yeah,
actually, I ran out of wine, but you know what? Theoretically,
I have some for you. Okay, that's what roommates are for.
Oh, love you. Okay, thank you. Yeah, so without further ado, here we go. Get your glass of wine ready, ladies and gentlemen.
This is going to be juicy. Well, we'll see.
Maybe.
I actually don't know all the questions Sarah's about to ask, so let's see. Let's see if it gets good.
Let's see. Okay. First question, where you were starting off small because, you know, you got to ease your way into it. Dip your toes in the water, as they say. So the first person you texted today, Christina, you go first.
First person I texted. Okay. I need to double check and look at my phone here to make sure we get the accurate person. All right. At 10 a.m. today, my coworker texted me. Not so fun. Kind of boring. All he asked was, are you working today? And I said, no. Tomorrow I am, though. And he said, oh, okay. And that was all. So that's the best story I have for that.
I hope
yours is better. Actually, I hope yours is worse because I'm not trying to chug my wine yet.
Well, it really depends what our first text message was. So technically at 12:11... Grace, our other roommate, she texted me because Christina was not at home because she was at her boyfriend's house, but at like 11:45 last night, the fire alarm keeps on randomly going off.
No, it didn't.
Oh, it did. And it was so fucking annoying. I was so zen. I was listening to Adele and watching YouTube videos, and then all of a sudden, the fucking fire alarm goes off for about like 5 seconds, and it gave me a heart attack, and I was like, not again. So that happened. And
we're having a real problem with the fire alarm, because before it used to go off when you were cooking and it would get smoky, like, okay, I get it, it's sensitive, but now it's just going off whenever it wants to.
Oh yeah, so we were in class the other day, or we had just finished, and it went off for like 5 minutes straight, and we're like, next time, if God forbid a fire happens in our house, like, actually,
we're not gonna believe it.
I'm not gonna believe it. I'm just gonna be like, oh fuck, here it is.
I didn't believe that one that was going on for 5 minutes. I was in the shower.
Yeah, and then I come down and I'm like, what the hell are you doing? And then
I didn't get out of the shower. I shampooed and conditioned everything while it was going on, because that's how little I trust our fire alarm.
Well, there you go. Yeah, so the fire alarm went off, and
that's a more interesting story.
Yeah, Grace texted me.
I'll drink for that. The fire alarm always gets you. Christina drinks.
That was the deal. But next question. My first crush.
Ooh. Okay, this one's kind of good. Because now he's like one of my best friends. So, Corey, if you listen to this,
you should text him.
I'll tell him to like listen to this part. But Corey was like my best guy friend when we were growing up. Our moms worked together, so after school we would go to our mom's classrooms and hang out for like hours. And so from like kindergarten to like sixth grade, I had a huge crush on him. Like, we were basically dating. Like, he liked me back too for the most part, I think.
Dating in kindergarten.
I might have to double check with him on that one if he actually liked me. But he would do cute things, you guys. Like, literally, he's one of the best boyfriends I had.
That's really bad.
No, listen. He was so cute. In second grade, we had different classes, and he would wait outside my classroom for me to be done just so then he could grab my backpack and carry it back to our mom's classroom together.
That's a gentleman right there.
He just sat there waiting because his class ended like 10 minutes before mine. So, and then he also used to get like, he was a part of like safety duty or something, and they worked on Fridays, and they gave them lollipops and popsicles. And he would always bring those back to me. He gave me his whole popsicle, which is the whole reason he ever would be a safety. So anyway, he was like a One of the best boyfriends.
One of the best. That's so tender.
Yeah.
My first crush. Well, okay. This is actually kind of disturbing because my first year of kindergarten. Yes, I did 2 years of kindergarten because my first year I slept through half of it. Don't ask why. I don't know. They didn't give us nap time in my first year of kindergarten. So
yeah, I didn't get that either.
Really?
You don't get nap time in kindergarten.
Oh my gosh. Yes, in my second year of kindergarten I did.
Your second year? Did you switch teachers?
Yeah, I switched schools. They made me repeat it because I slept through half of it. But yeah, in my first year of kindergarten, there were these two guys in my class. I think his name was one of the guys. Oh, his name was Devin. And then the other guy's name was Tanner, I believe. And for some reason, Tanner reminded me of Tony Hawk. And like, I was, when I was five, I think that was like 2001.
Isn't Tony Hawk like way older than that? Like, yeah, but he's like a dad.
Yeah, he is a dad now. But you know what? Tony Hawk circa 2002 was a babe. And
yeah, probably maybe like 18 or something when we were like five.
Yeah, you know what? I thought he was hot then. Yeah, so Tanner reminded me of Tony Hawk because he would always skateboard and he spiked up his hair with gel. So I was like, oh my gosh, this guy's the shit. Like, I need to marry him. And then the other guy, Devin, I was really conflicted because I really wanted to marry Tanner when I was five. I would tell my like mom, I was like, mom, I'm gonna marry Tanner. And then Devin, I also really liked because he was just kind of like, he was mysterious. And I, this is all, honestly, the only thing I remember of him was he had a double chin.
So was he a little chunky?
No.
He just
had a butt chin.
Oh, like a butt chin. Okay, like the one that indents here?
Yeah, the indent one.
Oh.
Not like a double chin, like he was fat.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So.
What a way to be remembered.
Yeah, I don't know
poor
why.
Poor dude.
Yeah, I know, whatever. I mean, I wonder if he's hot now. Yeah, so that was my first crush. I would have dreams that I still remember these dreams. It's so creepy. I was such a weird five-year-old.
Yeah,
five-year-old dreams about their wedding?
What five-year-old, like, sleeps through class when class is, like, going on?
Yeah, what five-year-old sleeps through their class but manages to have crushes on two guys she barely talked to and then also dreamt about her wedding? Like, I was five. What the hell?
Yeah, that, I mean, like, I don't even dream about my wedding now. So that is definitely.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a very forward thinker, I guess you could say.
No, but I just remembered. This is not my story, but it's a story I want to share because my best friend, she was also my best friend in kindergarten. She had the funniest story of her first crush. Like, she really liked this guy. I don't know if she really liked him, but he said he was going to give her this ring. And it was like this really nice ring. Like, he had stolen it
like
from
not,
his mom.
Not like a ring pop.
No, like, he stole it from his mom, later found out. Like, it was a legit thousands of dollar ring. And he proposed to her with it. And she just really wanted the ring because she was like, that is like, I want that piece of jewelry.
Wait, how old were you guys?
Kindergarten.
Oh.
So she said yes. She was like, yeah, I'll marry you. And then the literally next thing he did, he pulled down his pants and started like swinging around his little tiny dick. And right in front of her. Literally, that was the first time she first saw a dick and got married. She was 5 years old. Not my story, but a good one.
That was a good one. What
yeah.
The hell?
That got suspended. I mean, like, he went all through our middle school. Like, I totally, like, we knew he was a normal guy. But I mean,
was he a normal guy? Because that makes me think. I'm like, what was your home life like?
He was a really nice guy. I didn't really know him at all. I just know the story of it. But when you ask me how he is today, I actually really sadly think it might not be a good ending. So.
Oh, okay. So next question.
Let's move on.
Let's move on. Yeah. So my first concert.
My first concert was the 93.3 summer kickoff concert in, like, I think it was eighth grade. That was my first one. And I saw Flo Rida. He ran around through the crowd and I got to like touch his shirtless, sweaty body, which eighth grade me thought was super cool. But now looking back at it, I'm like, that's a little disgusting. still kind of cool, but I mean, like, I was like real hyped. I really wanted to touch this man, and now I look back at it and I'm like, I don't think I would touch him now.
I mean, yeah, but you touched like a famous sweaty man. But he was like
sweaty, and he's like, yeah, not, but like fit.
I'm sure like he has like insurance on his body, and that includes his sweat. So like each like drop of sweat, I mean, is like worth.
People
something.
Were piling on this man to try to touch him, so I was just looking around like everybody wants to touch this guy. Like I have to. So I think I just touched his like shoulder or something.
Well, it's funny too, because I also in eighth grade went to that same exact concert, but in Arizona. And I remember also touching Flo Rida, and he was this so sweaty. Thing, yeah, no, it was a common thing, I guess.
Let like, us know if you also touch Flo Rida.
Yeah, literally, I've touched Flo Rida's sweat. He's such a sweaty man. Oh my gosh.
He was dripping. That's all I remember.
Yeah, he was dripping in Arizona, and I get it usually because, like, yeah, I get it. Arizona is a very hot place, but it was also October, I remember. So...
Yeah, see, you know, I saw him in San Diego. We have nice weather here. I don't think it was that hot out, but I mean, it's still kind of a fun story. Okay, but was that your first concert?
No, my first concert was actually when I was 11. It was fourth grade. I vividly remember my mom picking me up and so to like go to the concert, and I was obsessed with Carrie Underwood. If you know the song All American Girl, my mom had that as her ringtone for me because she thinks I'm just such a wholesome All American girl. I mean, like, I am, minus the wholesome. I mean, I think I'm wholesome.
You're pretty wholesome.
I'm wholesome. And then I just have my moments.
Is your mom listening to this podcast? Does she know you're still as wholesome?
she listens on occasion. I told her, I was like, Mom, maybe you should not listen as much as you do.
You want to say that All-American girl.
Yeah, yeah. My mom had that as her ringtone for me. And then we ended up going to her concert. But it was in Tucson, Arizona, which is, I guess, like the second biggest town in Arizona, and it's kind of near Mexico, and it's like 2 hours away from Phoenix. So we drove literally 2.5 hours just to see Carrie Underwood, and then we stayed in like a freaking Motel 6, and that was like my first concert. And then me and my mom, I have like vivid memories of us just like blasting Carrie Underwood and all of her albums while we drove down to Tucson and then back up to Phoenix. So wow. It was actually a really cute moment. Like me and like a mother. I think I
would, touching Flo Rida is my first concert.
Yeah, I mean,
this is a cute, wholesome, very mother daughter love. Yeah,
mine was honestly very wholesome. So maybe I have to drink.
But I got to see Cody Simpson
too. Oh, I saw Cody Simpson too, and Selena Gomez.
And Selena Gomez.
Who else was there? A bunch of irrelevant people. Honestly,
yeah. Like I don't know. It wasn't like Ariana Grande, was it? Before she was big? No. Yeah, that was just Selena Gomez. I can't remember everyone. Honestly, this was like, I barely even remember this concert. The only memory I have is the Flo Rida thing, which is why that's the only thing I could talk about.
Okay. Well, honestly, that was like the best part of it anyways.
Yeah, that's all I had to remember.
Okay, next question. My first tattoo / piercing.
All right, you should go first because you have tattoos.
Okay, I have tattoos and piercings, but it's funny because like my tattoos are very... Like, you wouldn't know that I have tattoos. I have more than half of them in white ink. And then the ones that I don't have in white ink are on the bottom of my toes. But my first tattoos were, so on my ring finger, I have them both on my ring fingers, on my right and left hands. And I have, like, a cross on my left hand and then a wave on my right hand, and I got them sophomore year, and people are gonna laugh at me, but so he broke up with me and so the guy who
let's
I was dating,
be honest here.
Yeah, let's be honest here, the guy who I was dating sophomore year broke up with me, and I was just like distraught, and I was just not in a good place, and I was like, oh my gosh, I need to just do something that's like really, you know, just gives you an adrenaline rush. And then I was walking to the gym, and then it was a pretty sunset, it was around like 4 or 5, and then I was listening to Joey Badass, if you know who he is. I love him. He's a really great rapper. And then I just kind of had this like spiritual moment. And then and then he like mentioned while I'm like walking and like watching the sunset, I noticed like he mentioned something about a wave. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm getting a wave on my, which is very like typical. Very basic. It's very basic.
All American girl.
I know. Yeehaw. All American girl. Yeah. So I got a tattoo on my hand of a wave. But then I also have a couple others. I have a smiley face and a heart on the bottom of my toes.
I was there for those ones. I know. I have videos. You should reach out to me if you actually want to see the videos of her getting those two.
Because they were painful as funny. Fuck.
It's hilarious. She's laying on her stomach and the guy's just like putting a smiley face on her toe and she is like screaming in pain. Okay, that doesn't sound like it's funny, but like I swear it was kind of funny.
No, I know. Well, hey, I mean, I just wanted to spread love and happiness everywhere I went. So therefore, I wanted a happy face.
Yeah, no, guys, this is how like spontaneous it was. Like we went there and she was like, she tells the tattoo artist like, oh, I want a smiley face. And he was like, okay, like, how do you want it to look? And she was like, oh, I didn't really think about that much. Just like two eyes and a smile. And he was like, do you want the eyes to be dots? Do you want it to be lines? Do you want a tongue? And she was like, yeah, sure. Let's throw a tongue in there. Let's make the eyes line. Yeah, whatever. Like, it was like this guy just completely like drew up the smiley face for her. And she was like, yeah, that works. Sure.
Yeah. You know, sometimes the best things are spontaneous and you just have to like, especially when they're like inked on your body. You know, sometimes you don't really need to think it through. People say you do, like you'll regret it. I don't regret them. I like them.
I'm looking at them right now because she has her foot up. They are a little faded now. So if you actually, that's a good thing. If you want to get a tattoo, but you're like, I'm not sure.
Get it on your foot.
Get it on your toe.
It'll be painful as shit, but you need to get it on your foot.
Yeah, apparently it really hurts, but it like fades. Like they kind of almost look like slightly gone. So they're like kind of easy tattoos to just have.
Exactly.
I don't have a tattoo.
So. What do you have? Your first piercings?
My first piercing were definitely, I only have my ears pierced. I got my doubles pierced recently. But my first ones were done when I was probably like 10 or 12. And it took me that long. I've always wanted them, but it took me a really long time to get them. Because I remember I was talking to a friend and I was like, I want to get my ears pierced and all this. And she was like, don't do it. And I was like, well, that's weird. Like, nobody ever usually tells someone, like, don't do it, like, dramatic. And she proceeded to tell me that while she was, this is, like, pretty, I'm like, this traumatized me when I was younger, that when the person put the, like, ear gun up, she, like, turned at the last minute while they punched it, and it, like, ripped through her ear. Showed me the scar and everything. And I was, like, traumatized. That's why it took me so long to get my piercings. And I think about that every time. Like, when I got my, like, second ones pierced, I was still, like, I was, like, you cannot move. I was, like, so still.
Well, that's funny because I didn't get my ears pierced until college either.
Just even your basic? Like,
yeah, basics. Honestly, I didn't live life until college. That sounds really depressing.
Oh, I have my cartilage pierced. I lied, guys. I have that too.
Was that your first piercing?
No, that one was in college too. But that one, I think they effed up. Something's wrong with that one. So I need to get that one checked out.
Yeah, well, that's fine. Okay, so my first friend in college.
Okay. See, this one's kind of hard because you meet literally the first weekend, like so many people. And like my first friend was probably my roommate because, you know, you get thrown in this room with a random person. So you kind of got to make friends. But I still have like some of the people I met the first weekend. Like we call it at our school, like Ole weekend. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's Ole weekend.
Yeah, that weekend. You meet a bunch of people. They like force bonding together and stuff. But the actual like first friend was probably you, Sarah, that I like still have.
Wait, really?
Today? Yeah. I mean, like I'm still friends with some of the people I knew, but like I'm going really off of tender. Like closest friends.
Yeah. I mean, honestly.
Because like some of the friends I have, like they're the friends you see and you're like, hey, and if they're in a class with you, you'll talk with them and hang out with them. And like maybe you hang, like see them out, you'll say hello and all that. But like I live with you and like we do things together. Like all the people I met freshman year, like I don't see as often. I feel like we all kind of like, it was like that thing where you just kind of, you join college and you're like, I need to make friends and you all get thrown together. And then once everyone kind of got in their own groove, you know, people kind of did their own
thing. No, that's true. Yeah. No, my first friend I would say at college was my roommate. We actually got along really well, but, and we still like talk and everything. So, and I actually just recently saw her, but she transferred since then and
Love her. She's love the best. Love her. She is. Shout out to you, Sam.
Sammy, Joe, we love you. But I would say then, like, Sarah, she lived right across the hall from me. So Sarah would be, like, my first friend. And then I would honestly, like, say Christina is, like, one of the people who I stayed friends with.
Top three. Sarah had a good, like, living freshman year.
I was very
lucky. You had, like, very normal people.
I did have normal people. Like, yes, I'm not, like, friends with, like, a lot of them still, but you know what? They were still normal.
They were like, good people. They're nice. They're fun.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, I would say Christina. The first time we met was in the cafeteria, and I think she told me that I was extra. And I was like, this girl, she needs to be my best friend, because that was an accurate depiction of me.
Yeah, within like 2 minutes of meeting Sarah, I was sitting there, and I was actually hanging out with Sam. That's how Sarah and I met, was I was hanging out with her freshman roommate because we were playing volleyball together. And then Sarah walked up, and she was like ponytail flipping everywhere, ranting about some guy, I'm pretty certain.
Yeah, I was ranting about how a guy wouldn't answer my text messages.
And then like halfway through, Sam was like, oh, by the way, like, this is Christina. And Sarah's like, oh, hi. And then just kept on going. But, you know, like, she didn't even introduce herself. She just walked right up, and it was like straight into talking. And I was like, I like that about when people do that, because you just feel comfortable around them. You know, when people like greet you and they're like, hi, and then they're kind of quiet, and they're not themselves. Like, I was appreciative that you were like, I knew exactly who you were within like 5 minutes, which was really nice.
Yeah, no, I let people know my business up front. I don't really like hide anything, because life's too short to really, it's too short to hide anything.
And if I didn't like you, then like, who cares? You probably wouldn't have really seen me again. But I happened to actually really like Sarah.
Yeah. And then so I was like, you should live with us next year. And then that's how, you know, our friendship formed. And then here we are.
It blossomed.
4 years later. Amazing.
But that's cute. But I think because you should drink to that one, because since I said that you were my first friend.
Okay, I'm drinking.
You might lose that one. I drank for the last one since I don't have tattoos. I thought that was an automatic loss for me.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Okay. It's okay.
So, next question. My first kiss.
Okay, you go first, because I actually really want to hear about this.
Okay.
I haven't heard too much about your first kiss.
So. Okay. So, I was a bit of a late bloomer, I'm not going to lie. Well, I also grew up a bit. Yeah, I know. She's laughing. It's because I grew up in a very conservative household. Like, I like how I grew up, but also, you know, my parents were very strict. They sheltered me and whatnot. So, like, I didn't have my first kiss until, like, senior year of high school, which I feel like a lot of people are, like, they have their first kiss when they're, like, 13 or 14, which...
Yeah.
When did you have it?
A lot of my friends had their first kiss definitely around there. I was the only one. I have like the opposite story from you. I was an early bloomer, I guess. My first kiss was in third grade.
Does that count though?
It was like a legit kiss, guy. We played like, it was just him and I. Again, shout out to Corey. I'm telling you, I had a boyfriend for 6 years. We would just play like spin the bottle, you know?
And, no, I don't know.
But
I never
used a bowling pin, and we'd spin it, and it's just the two of us playing. But we were like so young that like it would land on the wall, and he'd be like, "You have to go kiss the wall," and I'd like literally go and kiss the wall, and then he would stand. I like will not forget this. We both did too. I did too. Like I have to own up to it. Like it's not just him. I did this too. We would stand with our legs like so wide, because that way when you spin the bottle, you're covering like so much area of where it could land on you, because we just wanted to kiss each other. So we literally like almost sat in like the splits, and we were like, oh, it landed on my toe. We have to kiss. Like that's how desperate we were. But
that was your first kiss.
Yeah. And he then created the rule that it had to be longer than 10 seconds. So... we kissed
literally just put seconds. Your lips together.
Yeah. And then he was like, oh, like I've seen my sister, or maybe it was his brother, somebody do this to his girlfriend. And so he put his hands on my butt, and I was so like, oh my God. Like that was really something to me. I was like, oh my God, his hands are on my ass.
His hands are on my ass.
Like my third grade self could not wrap my head around what was going on. But I was like, I mean, I was like, I really liked him. So I was like, okay. And then his kiss, Corey, now since you're my best friend, I can say this, but I really hope you improved. Because all he did was like suck in, like actually just inhale as deep as he could for 10 seconds straight. There was like nothing. So our lips were just touching and he was like sucking in air for me.
Cute.
It was really romantic.
Really romantic.
Butterflies are going. Like,
yeah, butterflies were going. Fireworks are going off. We love that.
Steamy.
Very steamy. Yeah. My first kiss, like I said, was senior year. I'm a late bloomer. What can I say? But it's okay. But it was to a Netflix and chill. It was to Deadpool. We were watching Deadpool.
Deadpool.
Yeah. And I really, well, he was also like the first guy I dated too. Yeah. So he was really nice. I liked him a lot, you know, good guy. And, you know, it was just like I didn't know what I was doing, but like.
You never do. Yeah. Like after that first kiss I had in third grade, like, I mean, can we even really call it? Like it was a kiss, but like.
When was your first real kiss?
My first real kiss was. Sophomore year of high school, and because I did have a boyfriend in eighth grade for a year, but he broke up with me because I refused to kiss him, so I didn't give away my kisses to just anybody.
Woman of high standards here.
It was sophomore year, and we were sitting on our friend's couch, and we, like, it wasn't just a kiss, it was like a total intense makeout, like way more than I expected to happen. And I had been prepping for this. Like, you can ask my friends from high school. Like, I remember.
Prepping how? We need the details.
You want the deets. All right. I remember sitting in my math class, and I was talking with one of my best friends, and I was freaking out. I was like, I think Sean and I are going to kiss. Like, I think it might happen soon. Like, I don't know what to do. I've never kissed somebody. You know, I don't really count the little third way. Like, that one's cute, but I didn't learn anything from it. So she was like, oh, here. Literally in the middle of math class, like hands over, she's just like, kiss my hand, make out with my hand, just handsy. And I just literally in class, I'm like kissing her hand, like practicing. And then later, like,
what did the teacher do?
She just didn't notice, you know, like high school. I feel like, I don't know what, but I feel like we just like really effed around in high school and like they didn't care. So we were, I like practiced kissing on all my friends' hands. My sister tried me to get her to kiss her. She's like, just kiss me, come here. And I was like, ew, weird. I mean, now I would kiss my sister because whatever. But back then I was like, you can't take my first kiss from me. I practiced on all my friends' hands. And they were like, yeah, that feels pretty good to me. Like judging off of how I was moving my lips. And anyway, then it hit me full steam when he wanted to do a sloppy makeout during Zoolander, which is not a sexy movie to make out to.
Okay, well, I made out to Deadpool. So my
bad movies
to make out to. My first kiss was... everything happened during my first, yeah, I take it.
Three in one, right?
Yeah, it went from like 0 to 100 very quick.
Wow. I've heard that before. That's happened to a few of my friends.
Minus the sex, but yeah. Everything else. Yeah. That was my first kiss.
Well, I mean, hey. You got them all done in one. You got to see, you got practice all in one turn.
I did. You know, that's how I roll.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, my sloppy makeout kind of scarred me. Then I didn't have another kiss for a little while because I was like, that was traumatizing. There was like drool on my face. The tongue was going like up my nose. Like,
oh.
I would not. It was.
Oh, no.
I don't know what was happening. I mean, like, I don't want to blame it on him. He's a great guy.
No, I would say think you it might have just,
maybe it was like too dark. I don't know. You can you close your eyes, though.
No.
Okay, maybe I'll blame it on him.
We blame it on him.
I'll blame it on him. I'm going to hope he doesn't listen to this, but I blame it on him.
Okay, yeah, no, I blame it on him, too. Okay, so next question, the first time I drank.
Ooh.
This is a fun one.
This one is not so. Wait, we never decided who has to drink for that last one. Sarah, I feel like because I had a kiss in third grade.
Okay, then maybe I do. You'll I need more wine.
You need more wine. We'll get you some more wine.
I'll get more wine.
All right. First time I got drunk. Okay. This one's not so fun for me.
Oh, yeah.
Her first time.
We both have good stories, honestly.
Yeah. Maybe we just don't need a drink for this round.
No, we don't.
I decided in high school I didn't drink. I was a goody two shoes. I was a little bit like a Sarah, you know, a late bloomer. I didn't want to drink alcohol. Just wasn't really my thing. So right before college, my best friend Narissa was like, that's it. We need to drink alcohol. We need to have a crazy rager. You know, like, we're going to college. Like, we need to be cool. So she threw a party at her house, and I was going through a breakup at the time. And I was like, fuck it. Let's do this thing. Like, I'm here. And I literally hadn't eaten for like a week. You know, when you break up, you're all depressed. Like, I was just not even eating. So hadn't eaten anything all day. And my friends decide, like, oh my God, Christina's drinking. Let's get her drunk. So they start pouring all these shots. I take them all. They're giving me wine, tequila, vodka, literally every type of alcohol. I had weird mixed drinks. They were pouring like Starbucks coffee with vodka,
which is disgusting, in my opinion. Calling it
the white girl drink. Shout out to Jackson.
That's not the white girl drink. Yeah. I'm a white girl. I do not drink that shit.
Yeah, I mean, back then, I guess, you know, when you don't really know alcohol, like, I thought that was good. So I was like sipping that Starbucks Frappuccino vodka drink like it was nothing, which now would make me probably throw up. So, yeah. And they were like basically, you know, kind of like fun bullying me into drinking. But I was like all down for it. This was not like I was being like actually really bullied here. So, but I was taking I literally probably took like 12 shots or something. It was insane how much alcohol I consumed. Next thing you know, of course, I like don't really remember anything. I ran around trying to kiss everyone, like everyone at that party. I want to kiss every single person there. I kissed a majority of them.
How many people were there?
Probably like 20. Okay. 25.
That's nice. That's impressive.
Some were coming and going. I mean, I also blacked, so I don't remember everyone there. But I mean, some guys were a little bit like, what the hell? Like, I'm not kissing you. Like, that's weird. And then some guys were like, okay, I mean, if you insist. And then I kissed all the girls, of course, and they were all, that's all fine. And then,
yeah, I mean, I've kissed all my friends. Yeah, like that was fine. So many times.
It was just more that I think I kissed like 8 guys that night or something. But whatever, YOLO. That was me getting over a relationship. But
when that happens, it's more like you forget about it.
But then the sad part comes when like I actually literally basically had alcohol poisoning. But I didn't go to the hospital or anything. Maybe should have. But I threw up.
She was just blue on the bathroom floor.
Laying on the bathroom floor, shivering. Threw up probably like 20 times. I lost count of how many times. My friends were taking like turns watching me. I literally woke up in the morning still on the bathroom floor after like 2 hours of sleep and actually texted my friend being like, I'm dying. Like, somebody come save me. And she was like, ha, you're just hungover. And I was like, no. Like, you know, my heart was going to explode. But, you know, some water, some pretzels, and floating in the pool really saved me afterwards. That's all I did for the entire day afterwards. I was hungover for 3 days, guys, after that one.
Well, when you have alcohol poisoning, yeah.
That was traumatizing. I didn't drink after that for another like 8 months. Like I went into college. I wouldn't
either.
We did that whole party to be like cool when we go to college. And then afterwards, I like didn't drink anything at college. And then I became lame because I was so traumatized by alcohol. It's okay though.
It's okay.
Now I'm great. We got a great relationship with alcohol.
Yeah, now we have a good relationship.
Now I know not to drink it when you're sad. That's a moral
of
that.
Don't drink alcohol when you're super depressed and just don't overdrink. 12. Yeah. Don't have 12 shots.
Don't let your friends tell you that you need to take endless shots because it's your first time drinking. Boom. That's very specific
you
advice.
You have to work your way up, and not that anyone should ever take 12 shots ever, but you should still, if it's your first time drinking, you know, work your way up. Maybe start with like three and then
don't mix. Oh my, I literally drink every type of alcohol that night.
Vodka, wine, tequila. That's just
I had red and white wine. Like I really was switching it up.
That's a terrible combination.
And I was doing like margaritas. Like, oh, would not recommend. That's like, that reminds
me of the time I was in Vegas, but that's like another story because that's just like a real, that's just another story. So maybe I'll make a podcast just solely dedicated to that
one story.
Yeah, because my 2019 November was an absolute shit show. It was featuring my little.
You could zoom her into the call. She could.
I can zoom her into the call. We had a fucking time in November. We went to Vegas, and then I visited her in Nashville, and that's all I'm gonna say about that.
What was your first time drinking?
But my first time drinking, it was when. Like I said, I was a late bloomer. My parents were very strict, so I didn't really have much experience drinking until the summer before senior year of high school. I went on a trip to the Dominican Republic, and so it was a week and a half, two weeks, and for I think about like the last half of the trip, I was really sick. I don't know. I got like not food poisoning, but you know, when you eat the food there, like you get like diarrhea. I know that's TMI, but it's like, come on, it's the truth. You get like
traveler's
you get traveler's diarrhea. It's a thing. I had that full blown and it was disgusting. And I had the worst fever. I remember laying in my bed. They don't have any like AC, obviously, in the Dominican Republic. And I was in the middle of the jungle because it was a service trip. And I remember just laying in bed there. My fever was 103 and I thought I was actually dying. And I had barely a Wi-Fi reception. So I call my mom with my one bar of Wi-Fi and I'm like, Mom, hi, I am literally dying. And she's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, my fever is 103. I have been nonstop shitting my fucking pants for the past 48 hours. And I'm all alone in the middle of the jungle while everyone else is helping restore the mangroves of the Dominican Republic. And so, yeah, that was a terrible time in my life. I honestly, that was the one time in my life I actually thought I was going to die. But...
So when did you have the alcohol?
Yeah. See, this is the funny thing.
Gotta get to the point here. I'm dying to know. I'm also the
queen of rallying. So that happened 24 hours before I had alcohol. The next day, it was like the last day of the trip. We go to a hotel and then we have this whole like banquet thing to like celebrate basically our last day in the Dominican Republic. We have like a little, I guess, I don't know what they call it there, but it was like basically a fiesta. We had like
a party.
A party. We had party, salsa dancing, margaritas, blah, 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 blah. And so since we were all underage, we're all 18 at the time, we couldn't technically drink. So we all stole the margaritas. And then I remember one of the girls, they bought a bottle of rum while we were out in the city. And she poured rum into the margaritas. And it was a fifth, so worth 10 shots. So she poured the entire thing of margarita, which was like, I guess it's like a pitcher of, like, just imagine like a pitcher of a margarita, which I mean, I guess feeds like 6 people. Yeah. She pours about 10 shots into that and she drinks the entire thing by herself. Entire thing. And the first time I drank was obviously after this whole fiesta happened, we all go back into a hotel room and some kid bought a handle when we were out in the town before, and we just kind of start like taking shots and pulls out of the handle. And I'm just with all of these people, like I'm still obviously not feeling 100%, but I was like, Sarah, I'm like thinking in the back of my head, I'm like, Sarah, this is a good story that your first time drinking is when you're in the Dominican Republic, you have to do it. I was like, okay. So I rallied. I took like literally 2 shots, like nothing. That was my first time drinking 2 shots, but I was also scared. Like I also had like 103 fever the day before and literally thought I was going to die. So maybe that's a good call that I did that. And I took a few shots, like 2 shots. And then my roommate, the girl who poured the 10 shots into the pitcher of margarita.
She was still alive at this point?
Yeah, no. So the thing was, she was 15 years old when she was on this trip. 15. She was 15. And I spent literally 4 hours with her in the bathroom, holding back her hair. All of this, we ended up having to put her in the bathtub.
Did she just like throw up on herself in the bathtub?
Well, yeah, no. I mean, I don't think so. I think she just threw it up all in the toilet for 4 hours. Okay. Then we put her in the bathtub. Then I have to like wake her up 2 hours later because we were about to go fly to New York City and then from New York City back home to Arizona. And I was like, you need to wake up. You need to wake up. Come on. And
she's definitely still drunk at that point.
She was definitely drunk. So I put like sunglasses on her. And then everyone was like, who the fuck put sunglasses on her? And I was like, oh, that was not me. Just kidding. I made her look like
the most obvious giveaway that she's drunk wearing sunglasses at 6 a.m.
Yeah, she was wearing sunglasses at 3 a.m.
Oh, okay, even worse.
Yeah, so, yeah, that was my first time drinking in the Dominican Republic, and it was honestly a time. Yeah.
Good drinking stories.
I know, that was good drinking stories, honestly. But that was, I guess, our first time. I hope you guys enjoyed.
Yeah, our first times. If you like a lot, we could go on and on about many other first times. We
could go on and on about anything in life, honestly. We have talks about everything.
We have more first sexual times, first awkward moments.
I have so many stories. You guys have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard a lot of them and they're good ones. I feel like I just have a lot of like...
No, Christina, you have great ones.
I have good. I mean, you do. I've had some weird things happen to me sometimes. I've got some good stories.
You have funny ones.
Yeah, we could keep it going, you guys.
We could keep it going.
But we'll save that for another time. Yeah, this is long enough.
You guys, obviously, you're busy.
If you drank along with us, you're probably like two glasses in at this point.
Yeah, I'm two glasses
in. So now you need to go enjoy your buzz already. And not listen to us anymore and ramble about our stories. You know, go out there, share your own stories with people. Bring some joy and cheer.
Exactly. So with that being said, I think that is the end of our podcast, everyone.
It's the end.
We will have more content coming within the next week or so. I hope you guys have a great week. I know it's such a weird time in life, but you know what? My one piece of advice, I guess I would say, is just like really enjoy it. Focus on yourself. And I don't know, you can still be connected even if you're alone.
Yeah. And my last happy piece of advice to give is that always remember that we're all in this together going through it. You're not alone, even though sometimes it feels like you're alone because you're maybe like stuck in your room, distancing yourself, which is good, but you're not. I mean, so everybody, the whole world is basically like just alone right now, but we're all together alone. So a little bit of comfort in that.
Perfect.
Everyone knows what you're going through.
Everyone knows what you're going through. And you know what? Worst comes to worst, put on a podcast like ours and drink along with us.
Yeah. They'll make your day a little better. Made my day better just doing this. So
amazing. Perfect. Okay. Well, have a beautiful, beautiful day or night, whatever time it is. If you can, give this podcast a five stars. If you can.
Thumbs up, like, I don't know how these podcasts work.
Honestly, neither do I.
Do all of the above. Everything spread that love.
Do all of the above.
If you made it this far, I hope you can give it a 5 stars.
Yeah, give it fucking 5 stars. Thank you and have a beautiful day. And we will
Bye, guys.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Mwah.